At the AgriPulse Ag Outlook Forum held this week in Kansas City, Missouri, USDA economist Seth Meyer said this year has seen some very strong domestic demand for soybeans.
And to the point that as we see estimates in yields change or production change within the United States, crush stays fairly stable and the difference comes out of trade and comes out of exports. Why? Because crush margin is in the U.S. is pretty strong relative to history. We've got capacity growing a little bit. It's supported by positive crush margins. And so that crop is going to be crushed domestically. And that's also what's supporting soybean prices domestically.
In fact, he says oil value is much higher than it has been historically. And as much as 40% of the value of the soybean now comes from the oil share.
A lot of that being supported by domestic policy when it comes to biofuels, when it comes to the potential for sustainable aviation fuels, a lot of that, again, coming from demand for oil domestically supporting that soybean crush. Okay, so again, I think when we think about the balance sheet for soybeans, crush less responsive to price than exports or stocks.
As for bean exports, he says some conditions around the globe have changed the game.
And here's really the competition we face in the export market. I show you, so you got 2 years of decline. Again, reminding you we're coming out of 3 years of a La Nina, negative effects in Argentine production, maybe some in Australia, to a more normal weather estimate, gets you over 211 million metric tons of soybean production. That's a big number, and that's what will be providing potential competition to us.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.